16.
O ye illumined loved ones and ye handmaids of the merciful, at a time when the somber night of ignorance, of neglect of the divine world, of being veiled from God, had overspread the earth, a bright morning dawned and a rising light lit up the eastern sky. Then rose the Sun of Truth, and the splendors of the kingdom were shed over east and west. Those who had eyes to see rejoiced at the glad tidings and cried out, "O blessed, blessed are we!" And they witnessed the inner reality of all things and uncovered the mysteries of the kingdom. Delivered then from their fancies and their doubts, they beheld the light of truth, and so exhilarated did they become from draining the chalice of God's love that they utterly forgot the world and their own selves. Dancing for joy, they hastened to the place of their own martyrdom, and there, where men die for love, they flung away their heads and hearts.
But those with unseen eyes were astonished at this tumult, and they cried, "Where is the light?" And again, "We see no light, we see no rising sun. Here is no truth, this is but fantasy and nothing more." Bat-like they fled into the underground dark, and there, to their way of thinking, they found a measure of security and peace.
This, however, is but the beginning of the dawn, and the heat of the rising orb of truth is not yet at the fullness of its power. Once the sun hath mounted to high noon, its fires will burn so hot as to stir even the creeping things beneath the earth. And although it is not for them to behold the light, yet will they all be set in frenzied motion by the impact of the heat.
Wherefore, O ye beloved of God, offer up thanks that ye have in the day of the dawning turned your faces unto the light of the world and beheld its splendors. Ye have received a share of the light of truth. Ye have enjoyed a portion of those blessings that endure for ever. And therefore, as a returning of thanks for this bounty, rest ye not for a moment. Sit ye not silent. Carry to men's ears the glad tidings of the kingdom. Spread far and wide the word of God. Act in accordance with the counsels of the Lord. That is, rise up in such wise and with such qualities as to endow the body of this world with a living soul, and to bring this young child, humanity, to the stage of adulthood. So far as ye are able, ignite a candle of love in every meeting, and with tenderness rejoice and cheer every heart. Care for the stranger as for one of your own. Show to alien souls the same loving kindness ye bestow upon your faithful friends. Should any come to blows with you, seek to be friends with him. Should any stab you to the heart, be ye a healing salve unto his sores. Should any taunt and mock at you, meet him with love. Should any heap his blame upon you, praise ye him. Should he offer you a deadly poison, give him the choicest honey in exchange. And should he threaten your life, grant him a remedy that will heal him evermore. Should he be pain itself, be ye his medicine. Should he be thorns, be ye his roses and sweet herbs. Perchance such ways and words from you will make this darksome world turn bright at last, will make this dusty earth turn heavenly, this devilish prison place become a royal palace of the Lord, so that war and strife will pass and be no more, and love and trust will pitch their tents on the summits of the world. Such is the essence of God's admonitions. Such, in sum, are the teachings for the dispensation of Baha'.